On a recent evening in Pico Robertson, leading scholars, educators, and community leaders honored Dr. Michael Barenboim with a new Festschrift, a collection of essays recognizing his extraordinary contributions to Holocaust remembrance, Jewish thought, and moral education. Published by Academic Studies Press, Building Bridges Among Abraham's Children is presented as two large volumes and gathers reflections and analyses from more than 130 esteemed contributors, including Jewish and Muslim academics, across the fields of history, theology, and museum studies. Together, their writings explore how Barenboim's work as a scholar, museum creator, and teacher has reshaped biblical and post-biblical narratives, rabbinic thought and action, Jewish commitment to education, interreligious relations, and Holocaust remembrance. Over the course of his career, Barenboim has served as project director overseeing the creation of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. He was appointed under then U.S. President Jimmy Carter to a commission that created the museum, director of the Siggy Zering Institute and professor of Jewish Studies at American Jewish University, AJU, and as an advisor to numerous educational and cultural initiatives worldwide. His writing and leadership have made him one of the foremost voices on the Holocaust, ethics, and the moral imagination. A Festschrift, a celebration of the intellectual achievements of a senior scholar in the form of essays by colleagues, students, and mentees, marks a momentous moment of recognition, said those at a December 7th event at Temple Beth Am that launched the book. Building Bridges Among Abraham's Children, co-edited by Edward Gaffney, a professor emeritus of international law and genocide studies at Valparaiso University School of Law, includes contributions from Barenboim's colleagues, students, and collaborators, including Jane Eisner, former editor-in-chief of The Forward, American diplomat Stuart Eisenstadt, a close friend of Barenboim's, historian Jonathan Sarna, and theologian Yitz Greenberg. Former AJU president Jeffrey Herbst wrote the foreword. Asked what he thought of being honored, Barenboim, in his characteristic funny way, said, "Well, it's better to be praised while you're alive than when you're dead." Those who gave remarks included Barenboim's wife, Melissa Patak Barenboim, author and Ahavat Torah Rabbi Alana Barenboim Grinblatt, who is Barenboim's daughter, and David Myers, a professor of Jewish history at UCLA. "There is not a living scholar of the Holocaust of any renown who is not in this collection," Myers said. "It's really a remarkable recognition of the diaspora of friends of Michael Barenboim. For of all Barenboim's achievements, and there have been many, his daughter, Rabbi Grinblatt, said one stood out from the others. He may be proudest of bringing kosher hot dogs to Dodger Stadium. From my father," she added, "I learned not to let deep immersion in the tragedies and evil of life to keep you from enjoying the little things in life." The event, held at Barenboim's synagogue, concluded with remarks from the man of the hour. "Hopefully I'm ready for some more work," Barenboim said. "But the most important thing is what a wonderful occasion to hear such wonderful things about me and not to give me equal time to refute them." Barenboim, born in 1945, initially received the book 5 years ago on his 75th birthday. At Beth Am, Barenboim described the massive collection of writings as the one of the world's great doorstops. "And if you open it, you should learn a little bit about the life that I've been privileged to have.